see. They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with David James. That's me. You know, I'm me and you are you, and it's a good thing it is that way, or else we'd be all confused. You know, before I do these shows, the Father pulls out all the stops. It just happens. I don't know how. It just does. And I think it's amazing. I just wanted to tell you that I've been extremely busy lately. After the brother came over and we finished so many projects, there's the big cleanup and the organization and everything. And it's going really well. And I've just, there's always some work to do. I just finished working at about noon, and or actually a little afternoon, really, because it was just a little while ago. And here I am ready to do the show. So there's always something I have to do. I feel a responsibility to get these shows out to you so that you will know that somebody cares for you, that somebody's thinking of you. I want to tell you, I was painting today with the color that's Allison Chalmers. It's a tractor. And I had a brother that told me last year, he said, I have an Allison Chalmers to give to you. Alice Chalmers, I guess it's called, right? And he said, I have one that I will give to you next year. And I just talked to the dear brother recently, and he told me he had to sell the tractor because he had to go take care of his son. So it was the tractor that almost was. As you know, I've asked the Father to have somebody give me a tractor and hopefully some accoutrements with it, like bush hog, box blade, and like that, tiller maybe. Anyway, almost. The Father will do it when he feels like doing it. I wanted to tell you, I was thinking, because I don't know what, right before the show, I thought of the word knave. And very interestingly, I looked up the word just to reiterate and find out what it really means, even though I already knew what a knave was a scoundrel. You know, a knave is a lowly based person, like a Jew or a race traitor. And lo and behold, you'd be amazed that there's always something to learn about these things. For instance, okay, I want to tell you that the deck of cards has 52 cards in it, which is 13 times 4. I'm not going to get into some heavy numbers. I'm just letting you know. 13 and 13 is 26, and, you know, there's 4 times 13 to make 52. And then they add a couple of jokers in on that, too. Interesting, the joker. So let's just quickly look at, well, I'm trying to get to it anyway. Let's look at the word knave. What it used to mean was a boy servant, a male servant, or a man of humble birth or position. So it wasn't an evil thing whatsoever. But then it was a tricky, deceitful fellow. Sounds like a Jew to me, right? Let's hear some of the synonyms. Batty or baddie. Beast, brute, caitiff, devil, evildoer, fiend, heavy, hound, meanie, also meanie, M-E-A-N-Y, miscreant, monster. Of course, we have to have the word Nazi here. Scratch that one out. No good, rapscallion, rascal, reprobate, rogue, savage, scalawag or scallywag, scamp, scapegrace, scoundrel, varlet, villain or wretch. Now, before I go on, so you see the knave is quite a bad fellow. And the Jews are knaves, and so is the devil. When I saw the word scamp, I remember Lady and the Tramp. Isn't it interesting that the lady would be paired up with a tramp, which would bring the lady down in the social graces? Always the Jewish thing, right? Well, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, or Jethro Tull, had an album which I saw this tour, and it was called The Crest of the Knave. And I thought about the meaning of that. See, the knave, I think why this all came about, now that I think of it, is I began to realize that evil is coming to a climax, that chaos is coming to a climax in this world that we're living in. You can certainly see that evil is coming to the crest. What it means, the crest of the knave, would mean the apex, the top, they're at their highest, the peak of the knave, the apex of the knave, the climax of the knave, the crest of the knave. And a crest can also be other things too. But it's very interesting that this world to me, what brought this whole thing on, that brought, you know, the knave and everything, was that the world is full of the Antichrist. It was full of the Antichrist when Yeshua was here. But it is certainly full, chock full of the Antichrist. You know, these communist Jews have created a bunch of Looney Tunes in the world. When I do some fireside chats that are coming up, see, I don't know exactly what I'm going to say in them. I just know what they're going to be about. And they're going to be about what I outlined about the revolutions of the Jews. The rock and roll revolution produced a lot of Looney Tunes. A lot of Looney Tunes that you see today. I don't mean cartoons. I mean crazies, nuts, nutbags, you know, crazies. The world is full of crazies right now. And they come in all shapes and forms and colors too. But certainly, evil or the knave has come to its crest. The Antichrist, promoting every evil that the Father hates, promoting the breaking of the Ten Commandments, as I did at the end of that fireside chat. I proved that the world promotes breaking all those commandments and all the statutes of the Father as well. But let's just say those are the primary commandments. When he says don't commit adultery, that means don't race mix. So, we see that the knave is a brute beast. It's a baddie. It's an evildoer, a fiend, a hound, a meanie, a miscreant, a monster, a rapscallion, a rascal. The little rascals. Reprobate, rogue, savage, scallywag, a villain, a wretch. So we're at the crest of the knave at this point. We're at the crest of evil people being in our presence and in our countries and in our cities and in our towns and so on and so forth. Yes, evil is coming to the crest. It's coming to a point. And believe me, the world is getting very tired of it. But wait till I tell you what I found out next. Let's talk about the standard 52 deck of cards for a minute. It includes 13 ranks in each of the four French suits. 13 ranks, get it? In each of the four French suits, that's 52, clubs, diamonds, hearts, spades. With reversible court or face cards, each suit includes an ace, a king, a queen, and a jack. I told you that jack is another name for the devil, did I not? And each depicted with a symbol of its suit. And ranks 2 through 10, with each card depicting that many symbols, which are called pips, of its suit. Anywhere from 1 to 6, most often 2 or three, since the mid-20th century, jokers, often distinguishable, with one being more colorful than the other, are added to commercial decks, as some card games require these extra cards. Modern playing cards carry index labels in opposite corners in all four corners to facilitate identifying the cards when they overlap, so that they appear identical for players on opposite sides. The most popular standard pattern of the French deck is sometimes referred to as English or Anglo-American. Although French-suited cards are the most common playing cards used internationally, there are many countries or regions that continue to use their own regional cards, which are preferred for many games. For example, in Central Europe, German-suited cards are widely used. Italian-suited cards are common in Italy, and Spanish-suited cards on the Iberian Peninsula. Imagine they still call it the Iberian Peninsula. That's when it was totally white. In addition, tarot cards, are required for games such as French tarot, which is widely played in France, and tarot, the Tarok family of games played in countries like Austria and Hungary. Now, I suppose I'll just read a little of this for you while we're here. The fanciful design and manufacturer's logo commonly displayed on the Ace of Spades began under the reign of James I of England, who passed a law requiring an insignia on the card as proof of payment of a tax on local manufacturer of cards. Until August 4, 1960, decks of playing cards printed and sold in the United Kingdom were liable for taxable duty, and the Ace of Spades carried an indication of the name of the printer and the fact that the taxation had been paid on the cards. The packs were also sealed with a government duty wrapper. Though specific design elements of the court cards are rarely used in gameplay, and many differ between designs, a few are notable. Face cards or court cards, jacks, queens, and kings are called face cards in North America because the cards have pictures of their names. In Britain, they are called court cards. One-eyed royals. Listen to this. Now, I mean, this. See, the father has this all prepared for you to begin to understand more now, and me as well. We're learning together. What do you think the one-eyed royal signifies, huh? The Jewilluminati? You know, the one-eyed thing that which came from Egypt. You understand the singular eye, the camera is the singular eye as well. The devil's eye. The one-eyed royals, the jack of spades and jack of hearts, often called one-eyed jacks. And the king of diamonds are drawn in profile. Therefore, these cards are commonly referred to as one-eyed. The rest of the courts are shown in full or oblique face. The Jack of Diamonds is sometimes known as the Laughing Boy. That must be Eli James. So the one-eyed royals, let's think about this for a minute. The Jack, the devil, of spades, death, and the Jack, the devil, of hearts, life. Often called the one-eyed jacks. ladies and gentlemen, I must laugh because I had no idea we would learn such things. Wild cards. When deciding which cards are able to be made wild in some games, the phrase Acey, Deucey, or One-Eyed Jack, or Deuces, Aces, One-Eyed Faces. Sounds like a poem, doesn't it? Deuces, Aces, One-Eyed Faces. It's not a mystery. Deuces, Aces, One-Eyed Faces are clearly understood. I can see. So, Deuces, Aces, One-Eyed Faces, so you could be Acey, Deucey, One-Eyed Jack, Deuces, Aces, One-Eyed Faces is sometimes used, which means that aces, twos, and one-eyed jacks are all wild. They certainly are, aren't they? The King of Hearts is the only king with no mustache. Now, I knew none of this. I'm sure you all knew it all, though, but I mean, I don't know any of this. I'm learning right now. Yes. Suicide Kings. The King of Hearts is typically shown with a sword behind his head, making him appear to be stabbing himself. Similarly, the One-Eyed King of Diamonds is typically shown with an axe behind his head with the blade facing towards him. These depictions and their blood-red color inspire the nickname Suicide Kings. I want you to think about something right here. You see, there was a James Bond movie, and of course 007 is two balls and a cane, Tubal Cain. It's a very Freemasonic thing, and the movie was called Diamonds Are Forever. Lucifer in the sky with diamonds. You know, when you make IXXI, or that is 9/11, in the middle of that is a diamond. Diamonds are forever. Interesting. Funny that the diamond is a pyramid up and a pyramid down, as above is so below. It's just not fully made into the Jewish star. The diamonds are forever. So listen to this. The King of Diamonds is traditionally armed with an axe, while the other three kings are armed with swords. Thus, the King of Diamonds is sometimes referred to as the man with the axe. Could that be anything to do with Dorothy and the Tin Man? The man with the axe that needed a heart? I'm telling you, this is the basis of the Trump. Praise you, Father in heaven. You are so wise. You knew all these things, and now you're showing us all these things. Thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart all the way to the top. Praise be to you, Father, for you are the Most High. Listen carefully. I didn't plan any of this, folks. This is the basis of the Trump, One-Eyed Jax, and the man with the axe. Are you listening? Poker may be played with wild cards, often aces, jacks, which are devils, and the king with the axe, the king of diamonds. So it says this is the basis of the Trump, One-Eyed Jax, and the man with the axe. Is that who Trump is? Remember I said that it's very possible that the devil, that Trump is the perfect candidate for the devil to live within. This fellow surrounds himself with one-eyed jacks, doesn't he? And he is the man with the axe, isn't he? Extremely important show, obviously. The Ace of Spades, unique in its large, ornate spade, is sometimes said to be the death card or the picture card, and in some games is used as a trump card. The Ace of Spades with an axe, the man with the axe, the one-eyed jacks, the king with the axe. He declared himself to be king of Israel, which means he's saying that See, we all know that the Father is the King of Israel, but not the Israel that's over there that they're faking. The Father is the true King of Israel. But the king with an axe and one-eyed jacks, the man with the axe, has declared himself to be the King of Israel. The Queen of Spades usually holds a scepter and is sometimes known as the Bedpost Queen, though more often she is called Black Lady. Not to be confused with niggers. In many decks, the Queen of Clubs holds a flower. She is thus known as the Flower Queen. Though this design element is among the most variable, the Bicycle Poker deck depicts all queens with a flower styled according to their suit. Two cards are also known as deuces, and three cards are known as treys, T-R-E-Y-S. Very, very, very interesting. So, I'm sure we could even learn more about these, but I would like to look into these German playing cards and so on and so forth, so I will leave this for another time. But I must say, this was very interesting. Let me tell you something more about the knave. When you see these jacks and so on and so forth, they have one going up and one going down. As above, so below. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth, etc., etc. Jack being a name for the devil. Listen to this little caption that I got off of looking this up. It says, Jack, playing card. A jack or knave, so a jack is also called a knave. A jack or knave is a playing card which in traditional French and English decks pictures a man in the traditional or historic aristocratic or courtier dress, generally associated with Europe of the 16th or 17th century. I want you to pay attention, please. The usual rank of a jack within its suit plays as if it was an 11. I can just imagine what must be. Let me take a sip of my coffee here and imagine what must be going through your mind at this point now that we see a jack is a devil. Or a jack is a knave, which is the offspring of the devil. And we also see that it's played as if it was an 11, like the children of the devil are. You can see that over and over and over again, and in many ways, these things have been proven to you and to me. I have no question that the number 11 has to go with the children of the devil. We've seen it in so many fashions and so many ways that even the 11 Dukes of Edom, I mean, I don't know what more you need to know about this. And we see, I told you that Jack is a name for the devil. So a devil's son could also be known as a jack. The jack in the green. The jack in the box who comes out and scares the children. Looks like the Joker. Right? Folks, I hope you're really enjoying this because I certainly am. I want to look up the Joker now. I mean, since that's so popular right now, can you imagine what we've just heard and talked about and so on and so forth? Can you imagine? From what I understand with this Joker film, you see, the Joker has a white face. And supposedly he's a white man and he's a loner and he's mentally ill. Also, I noticed that this particular new Joker has the pointed hairdo. The Joker also has the wide mouth of the Jew, as you can see. The Joker loves the color green. His hair is green. Who did I tell you his favorite color is green? Joker in cards. In a standard deck, there are usually two Jokers. The Joker's use varies greatly. Many card games omit the card entirely. As a result, Jokers are often used as informal replacements. As informal replacements or lost or damaged cards in a deck by simply noting the lost card's rank and suit on the Joker. Suit on the Joker. So we see this Joker in this new film, and he's an informal replacement for the Batman, isn't he? He's a lost or damaged individual, isn't he? And he's a few cards short of a deck of cards. He's crazy, right? Is your mind being blown right now? You see, they're trying to portray this as white men who are placed out of society and they're loners and they want to take revenge on society. See, really, this is the Jewish mind. The Joker has always been the Jewish mind. It's funny that the Joker laughs at evil. The Joker loves evil, and everything's a joke to the Joker. We know somebody like that, don't we? That laughs when bad things happen to people and laughs at those things like they're funny. He's a real Joker. And though he may have a white face or look like he does, I doubt if he's white, just like the Joker is not white. You see, the Joker put on a white face. And he had a suit. And he was rank, wasn't he? Let's look into it. You know, this is very, very interesting because I had no idea that this show would be anything about any of this. I was going to tell you about something that I found out, but let's listen. The Joker is a playing card found in most modern French suited card decks. As an addition to the standard four suits, clubs, diamonds, hearts, and spades. From the second half of the 20th century, they have also been found in Spanish and Italian suited decks, excluding stripped decks. The Joker originated in the United States during the Civil War and was created... Listen. The Joker... You gotta listen now. The Joker originated in the United States and during the Civil War and was created as a trump card for the game of Euchre, which is E-U-C-R-C-H-R-E. E-U-C-H-R-E. It has since been adopted into many other card games, where it often acts as a wild card. Now, we know the Joker is wild. Remember Joker's Wild? Notice how Jokers have the color orange, usually for hair, except this one is always green. In my view, the best Joker was Cesar Romero. But notice that the orange man, Mr. Trump, the Trump card being played by the Jews, is also called a Joker. Listen again. The Joker originated in the United States during the Civil War and was created as a Trump card for the game of euchre. Euchre, listen to this now, or E-U-C-R-E, is a trick-taking card game most commonly played with four people in two partnerships, with a deck of 24, 28, or sometimes 32 standing playing cards. It is the game responsible for introducing the Joker into modern packs. It was invented around 1860 to act as a top trump or best. I suppose we have to go to it to actually see this. Okay. Oh, it gets deeper. It is the game responsible for introducing a Joker into modern packs. This was invented around 1860 to act as a top trump or best bower, B-O-W-E-R, from the German word bower, B-A-U-E-R, can you say Rothschild? Which means farmer, denoting also the jack, the devil. Isn't it interesting that Rothschild's former name, Bauer, meant farmer in German? So we see a connection between the jack, which is the one-eyed jack, I believe, and the trump card or the Joker. There's a big connection there. And, of course, with Rothschild, Bauer. Very, very interesting to me, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about to you. It has been adopted. We're back to talking about the Joker or the Trump card or the Jack. It has been adopted into many other card games where it often acts as a wild card, but may have other functions such as the top trump, a skip card, forcing another player to miss a turn. Sounds like the election, The lowest ranking card or the highest value card. Get it? The lowest ranking, it's base, but it's got a high value. Like the Jew, they're the basis, but they have a high value because they have the money. By contrast, a wild card is any card that may be used to represent another card or cards. It need not be a Joker. The Joker is unique within the French pack in that it lacks an industry-wide standard appearance. Cognitive dissonance. In the game of euchre, the highest trump card is the jack of the trump suit, called the right bower from the German bower or jack. The second highest trump, the left bower, is the jack of the suit of the same color as trumps. The concept appears to have originated from Germany, where the games Jockerspiel and Bester Bube, best bower, best jack, best farmer, best Rothschild, also uses jacks as best, right and left bowers. Around 1860, American euchre players may have devised a higher trump, the best bower, out of a bank blank card. Samuel Hart, this is a Jewish name, ladies and gentlemen, H-A-R-T. Samuel Hart is credited with printing the first illustrated Best Bower card in 1863. With his Imperial Bower, the Best Bower-type jokers continue to be produced well into the 20th century. I have the picture of the card here, and we'll keep that. Very interesting, isn't it? So cards labeled Joker, quote-unquote, began appearing around the late 1860s, with some depicting clowns and jesters. It is believed that the term Joker comes from Jucker or Jockerspiel, the original German spelling Euchre. One British manufacturer, Charles Goodall, was manufacturing packs with jokers for the American market in 1871. The first joker for the domestic British market was sold in 1874. Italians call jokers jolly. As many early cards were labeled Jolly Joker. We know the Jolly Joker, don't we? And all these jokers laugh at evil. They're jolly jokers, aren't they? The next game to use the joker was poker. See, I believe poker is sort of a sexual connotation. Poke her. So the next game to use as a joker was poker. Around 1875, where it functioned as a wild card. Isn't the Joker wild? This Joker, I haven't seen this movie, but every Joker I've ever seen has been the most wild of characters, correct? And they were very jolly, weren't they? They leave destruction behind them. Wherever they are, they cause the sheep to scatter, let's say. They often talk about terrorism. Packs with two jokers started to become the norm during the late 1940s for the game Canasta. Since the 1950s, German and Austrian packs have included three jokers to play German Rummy. In Poland, the third joker is known as the Blue Joker. In Schleswig-Holstein, Zwickern packs come with six jokers. Well, this was certainly more than I ever thought the show was going to be about. We were supposed to get to Maurice Pinet's book. Jokers do not have any standardized appearance across the card manufacturing industry. Each company produces their own depictions of the card. The publishers of playing cards trademark their jokers, which have unique artwork that often reflect contemporary culture. Out of convention, jokers tend to be illustrated as jesters. There are usually two jokers per deck, often noticeably different. For instance, the United States Playing Card Company prints their company's guarantee claim on only one. More common traits are the appearance of colored and black non-colored jokers. At times, the jokers will each be colored to match the colors used for suits. There will be a red joker and a black joker. Hello. A red joker. A communist. A Jew. A black joker. In games where the jokers may need to be compared, the red full color or larger graphic joker usually outranks the black. Oh, there's no equality in these card decks? Oh my God, we got to get the Jews on this right now. Liberty, equality, fraternity. The black joker is outranked by the red one? Aw, just like in real life. Monochrome or smaller graphic one. If the Joker colors are similar, the Joker without a guarantee will outrank the guaranteed one. With the red and black Jokers, the red one can alternatively be counted as a heart diamond, and the black is used to substitute clubs and spades. See, the heart and diamond have to do with life, in a sense. And the clubs and spades have to do with death. You beat somebody to death with a club and then bury them with a spade. You get to somebody's heart like a woman with all those feelings by buying her a diamond. Because diamonds are forever. And they're worthless. Many decks do not provide the Joker with a corner index symbol. Of those that do, the most common is a solid... Thank you, Father. I want you to listen now. Many decks do not provide the Joker with a corner index symbol. Of those that do, listen careful. The most common is a solid five-pointed star or a star within a circle, the Edomite star, the one that stands for the children of the devil, the Jack, the Joker, the one-eyed Jack. It is also very common for decks to simply use a stylized J or the word Joker in the corner. In tarot, the Joker is often compared to the fool on the hill. Remember the Beatles song? And nobody seems to like him. They know he's just a fool. Right? The fool on the hill, the Joker. I think that's what Paul must have been talking about. And this Joker in this new movie concurs with such an idea. Nobody likes him. He's the fool on the hill. And the sun going down. And the eyes in his head turning round. The fool in the tarot decks is often compared to the Joker. They share many similarities both in appearance and play function. In Central Europe, the fool, or skus, is the highest trump. The fool is the highest trump. This is the way it is. You see, again, the crest of the knave, the crest of the Joker, the Jack, the knave. It's the opposite of what it should be. The fool should be the lowest. But in Central Europe, the fool, or skus, is the highest trump. Elsewhere, as an excuse, l'excuse, they can be played any time to avoid a following suit, but cannot win. See, the Joker cannot win. That's the key to everything right there. This is why I keep saying, why do you want to follow the Joker, the fool, the Jack, the devil, the all-time loser, the skus? Because he cannot win. It just said here right in the thing that in Central Europe, the fool or skus is the highest trump. Elsewhere, as an excuse, les excuse, that can be played at any time to avoid the following suit, but cannot win. You see, the world has become very antichrist, as I started out to say, and they're following the all-time loser, the Joker, the fool on the hill, the trump card, the one-eyed Jack, the devil. Instead of following the all-time winner, Yahweh himself, they have chosen to follow the fool or the highest trump. Joker collecting has been popular for an unknown amount of time, But with the advent of the internet and social media, it has emerged as a hobby. Many unusual jokers are available for purchase online, while other collectible jokers are cataloged online for viewing. In a standard deck, there are usually two jokers. The joker's use varies greatly. See, the trump card's use varies greatly. Mr. Trump, his use of the Jews using him varies greatly. Many card games omit the card entirely. As a result, jokers can, you know, we've already read this. It's just reiterating what it just said. Isn't it interesting? I am Joker. I'm just going to look up Joker again. And, of course, I'd like to look at some pictures. You know, Bozo the Clown is very much like the Joker. Wears the same thing around his neck, has the orange hair. It was modeled after Larry from the Three Stooges, of course. Amazing. I mean, this is quite amazing. We can get to the images here. I'd like to see some of these jokers. Of course, it's not cooperating as well as I want. But yes, we see the Joker has green hair. This is one of the most popular things going on right now. I suppose I should have put in card decks. Yes, this is very interesting. And so, all I can say to you is that we have reached the crest of the nave, the crest of evil, the apex. If we haven't reached its zenith at this point, we're very close to it, aren't we? You can tell that evil is abounding, that it is universal at this point. Evil has become universal. It's universal in the religions now. Evil is within the religions openly. It's universal. One thing I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, one of our brothers, our dear brothers, and I told him that the Father does not like the deeds of the Nicolaitans. And what the Nicolaitans did were they were a priesthood type of people that wanted to rule over the people, to take dominion over the people, when we all know that the priest's main purpose is to be a servant to the people. And I told him that I had seen these things, these ridiculous things where people say, would Jesus vote for Trump if he were here today? And I said that how ridiculous this idea is, because the Nicolaitans are the same as the politicians of today. They're supposed to be the servants of the people, like the police even. They're supposed to be the servants of the people, and they are lording it over on the people. They have reversed what their real purpose has been. It's upside down, you understand? So evil has abounded. So I said, the deeds of the Nicolaitans are also the deeds of the politicians. You see, you must realize something about politics. Is that in Israel, or in Judah, and with Benjamin there, in the time of Christ, the priesthood, and before that, was the government. So there was no separation of church and state, so to speak. So all that's happened in America is we don't have the church and state together. We have the separation of church and state. So the priesthood is not the ruler. Because with this idea of the Constitution and the freedom of religion, which brings us to the evil that we're at this point, if one priesthood ruled the government, then that would make it unfair to all the other religions of the country. But is it not ironic that one priesthood does rule? And there is no separation of church and state in reality, because you have Jews in the government and they're ruling it like it is not separated of church and state. See, this ought to be outlawed. Jews should not be in the government because they are a priesthood of their own making. They're a priesthood of evil. And they're controlling all the other religions. This is the antithesis of what the founding fathers were looking for. But at the same time, this has brought this evil. This constitution has brought us to this point. So there's no point in reinstituting the constitution. It's more of a point of reinstituting the fathers' laws. So what has happened is, you have the Nicolaitans or the deeds of the Nicolaitans being carried out in our governments today in the Israelite countries of the world. The governments are acting as our rulers rather than our servants. It's all a lie. It's the American dream is a lie. Why do you think I come up with the saying? In order to enjoy the American dream, you must be asleep. Or you must be asleep in order to enjoy the American dream. Because if you were awake, you couldn't enjoy it. It's a lie. You poor people out there actually believe that democracy is a viable form of government. I just guess you just don't understand. I'm trying to get it through to you. Democracy is your enemy, not your friend. Well, that's all I can explain to you today. And praise be to the Father in heaven, Yahweh, for he is the Most High, and he loves you, whether you recognize that or not. And at the end of every Rabbit Hole radio show, I always give a good piece of advice. Don't go down the wrong hole.
Just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste, all the lives that they told erased. A man without a face, a man without a face, a man.